Kramer with Mission Network News. It's a story of dreams and hope in the midst of despair. A woman we'll call H works for Food for the Hungry, and she shares the testimonies of refugee families struggling to survive in the cold of winter. What she discovered in one Muslim family from Syria is nothing short of a miracle.
They had so much joy, and they didn't spend a lot of time telling us the story of leaving Syria. But they actually told us the story of how they came to know Jesus, how he came to them in dreams, that he was showing up in miraculous ways.
And it's a story H would hear over and over again, Jesus offering hope through dreams. There are many ways to support the work Food for the Hungry is doing, starting here.
Pray for comfort, pray for warmth, pray for resilient spirits, pray for healed hearts and minds.
And FMI has been busy leading training conferences in Bangladesh for both pastors and church members. Resources and training in Bangladesh are pretty limited, if at all available. FMI is trying to help change this. And FMI's Bruce Allen shares,
well, our national leadership team in Bangladesh suggested that we do a conference that focuses on Christian apologetics and evangelism and a little bit of comparative religions, because even though Bangladesh is overwhelmingly Muslim dominant, there are pockets of Hindus and Buddhists, especially in tribal regions, and the pastors are needing to know how to deal with different types of communities.
Pray for the church in Bangladesh, its growth, and its provision. Get the details on both of these stories today at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries and listeners supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynecker Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.